flip side of feminism. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
At a time when many states and school districts are struggling to stay afloat financially, the new national curriculum plan, called Common Core, demands that current textbooks be replaced with new books aligned with the new standards, and that teachers be retrained to teach in alignment with Common Core standards and Common Core tests, and that schools finance technological updates so every student can be tested on a computer, including buying additional computers and increasing broadband capacity. Estimates to implement the standards and tests range from $12 to $16 billion nationally. The states are having a hard time figuring out how much Common Core alignment will cost them, which provides further proof that the states had no role in developing the standards. Some estimates are that just for the testing mandated by Common Core standards, the annual cost of assessment for states participating in this will increase by $177 million, and that is not just a one-time cost, but an annual cost of the increase over previous standardized testing costs. Estimates of the textbook and material costs will be $374 million. And after all the cost and complexity of adopting Common Core standards, they will not make your kids any smarter. Here is the opinion of Dr. Sev Werman, a math standards and assessment expert and former U.S. Department of Education official. He said, and I quote, "I believe the Common Core marks the cessation of educational standards improvement in the United States. No state has any reason left to aspire for first-rate standards, as all states will be judged by the same mediocre national benchmark enforced by the federal government."
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Parents, it's important for the sake of your kids that you keep up with the latest trends in education. That's why we publish the Education Reporter. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for your free copy. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back. As liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this Open Phone Friday, 17 January 2014. Russ in Arizona. Hello, Russ.
Hey, good afternoon, John.
Hi.
Wonderful program as per usual. However, today I got in about the first 25 minutes. Is there any way I can pick up the first 25?
Wait a minute. No. The memory has been erased. Yeah, on the archives, Russ.
Oh, where do I go for that?
Are you signed up for the archives?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, then what you need to do is just call the office at 800-724-2719. The cost for the archives per month is $5.99, and you make as many downloads as you want. You can listen to it and until your heart's content or whatever. But $5.99 gives you complete and total access to the archives.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. That's a good bit of information for me and everybody else.
Yeah, we're not charging oodles of money, even though some people proclaim that $5.99 was too cheap. It is a way to displace the bandwidth cost because so many people go in and they want to hear recorded programming. So,
yeah,
$5.99.
No, I just want to comment a little bit I heard on the Holocaust thing you were talking about.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a retired airline captain with Pan Am and United, and I used to fly 727s out of Flughafen and Temple off Berlin in the 60s. And I had a lot of time to do a lot of investigating on that. And let me tell you, John, you're spot on. That's the biggest scam that ever been perpetrated. It is just ridiculous. I mean, I've been to about 7 or 8 of those different places. And this is before it was, illegal to tell the truth about anything,
Well, and did you hear Deanna Spingoli yesterday that Eisenhower had actually killed more German soldiers, making them prisoners of war and starving them to death, than there were actually Jews that died in Germany?
Oh, absolutely. He declared them, disarmed enemy combatants, and over 1.5 million German soldiers were starved to death on the banks of the Rhine River after World War II was over with.
Yeah.
I mean, it's he's an unbelievable war criminal.
Well, and but it, this whole thing, as you look back in the history of the United States, it seems like the whole damn thing was geared for that purpose.
It was. I mean, John, how much time do we have?
Probably about as long as it would take you to fly from Illesheim to Munich, Germany.
But listen, you know, the problem here, in a nutshell, you don't have to pass draconian thought police type laws to protect the truth. You only do that to protect the lies.
There you go. I could not agree with you more. And reading what I did, I mean, this was absolutely nuts. The stuff that they want to pass in the Israeli parliament.
I missed that part. What do they want to do now? I just got at the tail end of that. What are they trying to do?
What they're trying to do is make it illegal and fine you $29,000 and put you in jail for up to 6 months if you use the word Nazi.
In Israel.
I guess this would apply just about to everybody and everything.
We already have
hate crime laws that you can't go against the people that are doing this kind of pretzel logic magic. See, even that would be considered a hate crime.
Well, with the influence that AIRPAC has over our Knesset West Congress here, I'm sure that's going to be coming around the corner any year now. Also.
Well, you know, and don't be surprised. I said during the top of the hour break, it's expect anything now. People should not be surprised literally at anything. Expect everything and anything.
Yeah, those people run this country lock, stock, and barrel, and if you don't understand that, you're not keeping up with what's going on.
Well, and you know, it's amazing to me that the people that want to maintain, they're not only maintaining the size of the government, they're increasing it.
Yep.
We are financially flat on our keisters. I mean, literally flat on our backsides. And these people are adding more and more and more and more every year. I mean, I was blown away when Andy Hoffman from Miles Franklin told me that this budget that they just passed, this $1.1 trillion, that's only one quarter of the budget. That's just the discretionary part of it.
Yeah.
$4 trillion budget to run this country and trying to run everybody else's affairs. And if they don't comply, let's just go bomb the crap out of them.
John, we're on the Titanic, and the orchestra's playing, and the water's reaching the boiler room, and the lights are flickering, and the captain is on the bridge, and he's screaming into the voice tube down to the engine room. He's saying, "Make the hole bigger to let the water out."
In the meantime, Russ, you and I are down in the workshop building our life raft, and we're the hell out of here.
I tell you, every time I go to bed at night, I figure, how in the hell can things get worse tomorrow morning? Tomorrow comes along and it gets worse.
Don't ever think that, because you're going to get exactly that. Yeah.
I know it.
All right, hey Russ, thanks. Okay. I appreciate it.
Okay, buddy.
All right. Okay, you too. Oh gosh, we have such a diverse listenership to this network. People from all walks of life. I am so appreciative that we just don't appeal to a certain demographic or a certain age group or a certain, how should I say, point of view or philosophy of life. And there's enough variety on this network, it should keep almost anybody happy, unless you're Satan, a communist, a socialist, or whatever. By the way, one other thing on the economy. As the stock market continues to shake off everything, poor employment, earnings reports, doesn't matter. You only can wonder if fundamentals don't matter anymore. In other words, the real world, real facts and figures, it doesn't matter anymore. Last Friday's release of the December non-farm payrolls issued by the Bureau of Labor Statistics failed to have a significant impact on the stock market. Well, I wonder why. Despite the disappointing news contained in the report, although economists were expecting to see 200,000 non-farm payroll jobs added during December, and I find that highly suspicious because they're hiring part-time workers for the Christmas season. But at any rate, the report indicated that only 74,000 jobs were added. Now, the unemployment rate declined from 7.0 to 6.7. Wrong again. On the other hand, the labor force participation rate fell to its lowest since 1978. Now, how is this possible? Well, I'll tell you how it's possible. How this is possible is you just stick to your paradigm and you put your blinders on and you just don't report on what's really going on. These are the rah-rah boys for Wall Street. They're surviving on the $75 billion plus every month that's being pumped into the stock market to keep those stocks up, because businesses aren't doing well. They're failing. They are doing badly. They're shutting stores, firing people. But that doesn't affect them. No, 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 no.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Okay, we are back. Let me go to Tom in Pennsylvania. Hello, Tom. Tom, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, there you go. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, you got to push the button.
Okay.
All right, welcome back.
Thank you.
I'm glad you're feeling better. I was getting a little concerned there. Went past Monday, and I didn't hear you, and I was going, oh, boy, this must be a real doozy of an illness.
Oh, it was, like I said, it was coming on like a freight train.
Yep. Well, before I get to the reason I called, you were mentioning earlier about the Catholic Church, and I went to Catholic school, and... So you you do your dastardly deeds during the week, and then you go in and the confessional and you do your penance. But one of the biggest reasons they let you do that over and over is for that tithing. That's what they got you there for. When I was going to school, we had they used to give us these little boxes of envelopes, and it had a number on it. And that little number was assigned to you. And if your little number envelope with money in it didn't show up on every Sunday, your parents got a phone call. Hey, how come little Johnny wasn't in church today or whatever? And, you know, we finally figured out that's how they were finding out we were skipping out of church. So we would put the pig in the basket and then sneak out. And they never caught on to us. But they did. And I guess it took me a long time to figure out it wasn't that they wanted us there so much as they wanted the money.
Well, and I said during the break last hour to one of the guys here that, you know, the Roman Catholic Church runs one of the biggest banks on the planet. Don't they have enough money to keep their churches going? Why do they need donations?
Well, because they're spending it on only God knows what.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. That's a good way to put it.
Anyway, I've been banging my head against the wall here with your problem of not being able to raise enough funds and whatnot to keep the station alive. And you just kind of touched on it right before the break there about the diversity of listeners, but the problem is I see, and I'm in the car a lot, almost, you know, maybe 4 or 5 hours a day most times, and I'm always listening to your station, okay? But the problem that I see it is that we're preaching to the choir. We've got to figure out somehow to drag in people that have no idea what we're talking about. Because, you know, I learned the hard way. I'm a very mechanically inclined person, okay? There's probably not much that I haven't done or worked on or been able to fix or can fix if I need to. I learned a long time ago that when I go for a job that I don't tell anyone what all my capabilities are because they look at me like, okay, buddy, yeah, you're full of it, okay? And I work my way into their confidence, and I say, this is what I can do. And then I show them, okay, well, you know, I think I can fix that. And, you know, maybe, you know, I think I've done this before, too. And then eventually, by the time they get to know me after a year, they know there's not much I can't do. But we've got to figure out a way to get people to listen to your station. And because I listen to Rivera, I listen to you, I listen to Drockton, I listen to... can't think of his name. I know the show. Corporation Nation. I listen to at midnight. And it's basically just a rehash. Mainly, and I won't say completely, but it's 80% a rehash of the same thing over and over and over. Some, you know, if you stop somebody on the street and say, "Hey, did you know the Federal Reserve was ripping us off and they're stealing our money?" And did you know that the government's doing this and doing that? They look at you like you're a nut job. But if you have a friend that trusts you and listens to you and knows who you are, that you're not a nut job, and you start trying to explain this stuff to them, they're more inclined to listen to you and maybe to believe what you're saying and try to follow up on some of your advice.
Well, and
maybe we need more diversity in the shows. You know, maybe something sailing, fishing, hunting, God forbid I say sports.
Tom. Why would I do that?
Well,
why would I? Hold on a second. I'm not Genesis Communications Network, where we put computer shows up. They're doing that for revenue. That's purely and simply all that they're doing. Is they're using it for revenue and claiming of stations.
Okay.
And then they sell advertising. Well, okay, well, you know, for $95 million, we can put you over six networks. Now, I'm just exaggerating there. I'm not saying...
No, I know what you're saying.
But no.
But you just hit on it. Why are they doing it? For revenue. What do you need? You need money to keep that station going.
Whoa, but Tom, slow your roll here, man. You're not letting me an opportunity to talk. Why would I want to dilute the programming on this one bird that I have? Are you suggesting I put up another satellite, have to hire another crew, go into more expense to do what we do on one bird alone? Well,
I'm not saying that.
Okay. Yeah, you are, but you don't know that you are.
Well, yes, I mean, what I'm saying is, in order to get more, we need a bigger, you need a bigger audience to get more people to possibly donate. If you have a million people that donate a dollar, you got $1 million, but you only have 10,000 people listening and they donate a dollar, you only get 10,000. What you want to do is work them into it. You know, maybe have some kind of show that talks about some other subject, but you start slipping stuff in there. You say, hey, you know, start talking about different things and then work them into it. Get them to be friendly.
Yeah, it's called Glenn Beck, and I'm not going to put him on this network.
Well, I know. I don't listen to anybody else, really. I mean, I'm sick of the Patriots for profit.
Okay, Tom, have you ever availed yourself of the business cards that are available at this network?
I got them right here in my pocket. I hand them out all the time. I got your T-shirt on. I got your bumper sticker and your coffee cup.
Okay.
I do everything I can, but it's like, I don't know. I'm probably as frustrated as you are trying to figure out ways to help you because I know you got one of the best shows out there. It's the only one I really ever listened to.
Well, and Tom, I appreciate that, but I'm not, in order to solve a budgetary process, it's not taking the federal government route of expanding and then having to take in more revenue to cover your expansion. And I'm not going to do that. The way that this is, it can be done, and this is why I say at the end of just about every program, is, you know, show up here tomorrow and bring a friend with you. Well, how do you do that? Well, I've covered this subject many, 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 many times. There are some people that just, they do the Patriot dump, okay? They have an armload of, I first used this when we were using VHS tapes. There weren't CDs or DVDs out there, and we were still using cassettes. That tells you how long I've been around here. But at any rate, you can't possibly infuse information on somebody if they're as stupid as a box of rocks. Or ignorant, I should say. Ignorant means lacking the facts. Stupid is you're just stupid. No. What I'm saying is that instead of trying to tell them everything, you engage them in conversation, you ask more questions than make statements, you find out what they're concerned about and go, you know, I wondered about that myself. By the way, here's a card. This is where I learned the answers to it and much, much more. And then walk away. Smile and walk away.
No, I know. I do. I hand out a bunch of them. In fact,
okay.
I got to get more.
Okay. Well, that's an efficient way to do it. If you're smiling like the Cheshire Cat that just ate the Tweety Bird, and you seem like you're well-adjusted and you're knowledgeable and you're confident in what you're doing, the way you're approaching people, the way you walk, the way you talk, they're going to want some of what you got. Well, here it is. And it's free. Go listen.
I know. Well, that's why I carry a gold and a gold coin and a silver coin in my pocket all the time. And when I have to give them change, I pull it out and I get their attention. They go, "Oh, what's that?" And I show them and I say, "Well, if you really want to learn about this," and then I give them your card and I say, "Well, here's the place that'll teach you about what real money is and things like that."
I try to
find a way into the
brain. But Tom, I've already discovered you have a penchant for talking, doing probably more talking than you are listening. Cut down the rhetoric a little bit. That's what I'm saying.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblock has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblock and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblock is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey, and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out in school? That's what they said the Constitution was about. Wasn't that the idea when we started out in school? That's what they said the Constitution was.
I was reminded to remind you listeners out there that on the Aran products, formerly Aranizer, they're now called the Night Series, okay? And she wanted me to tell you that this sale is on to the end of this month, 20% off and free shipping. I'll give you an example of this. Say the Cavalier Air Purifier of the Night Series, $420, okay? Well, you figure for that price, $420, that's what? $84 off the $420 price, plus free shipping. Plus, if you want, these are guaranteed for 4 years unconditionally. But if you want the 10-year guarantee, it will only cost you $100, and then you are guaranteed for the next 10 years of your life that you'll never have to be without your air purification product, which works. I got to tell you, down here in Central Texas, it's the worst that it's been in 20 years, Craig, with the cedar. It is so bad. It is. I kid you not, folks. It's so bad when you walk out in the morning, you're not seeing dew on your car. What you're seeing is a thick layer of this greenish-brown, yellowish stuff, and that's cedar pollen. I mean, it's incredible. But in my house, nobody's sneezing. Why? Because we have our aeronizer running. What does that do? Knocks everything out of the air. The reason why stuff stays suspended in the air, dust, pollen, things of that nature, is because it's got a positive charge to it. When the aeronizer hits it, zaps it, takes that positive charge away, it falls out of the air, and your normal cleaning in your house, when you do your dusting and your vacuuming, you suck it up and you throw it out of your house. But you're not using your lungs as the air cleaner in your house. Makes sense. And it works. Kills viruses, molds, all that stuff. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. At the top of the page, click on the product button. The store button at the top. It'll take you to the online store. Click products. First thing up that you'll see is the complete line of the new Aaron product. Take advantage of it, folks. It works. That number to call is 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200. My wife told me to do that, and she said, if you don't, I'm locking the doors. No, I'm just teasing. Dale in North Carolina. Hello, Dale. Dale, are you there? Tell you what, let me go to Bob in Michigan and put Dale on hold. Hopefully he'll come back. Hello, Bob.
No, this is Dale.
Well.
How's my favorite host doing?
I'm a little confused as to why you're on a different line than what my screen says.
Well, anyway, I'm glad I'm able to talk to you. I could talk to you all day, John. Yeah, as far as those cedars, yeah, I can say one thing about it. I walked out one day and I thought my tree was on fire. The pollen that those things put off, and those things pollinate more than once a year, and I thought my tree was on fire. That's how much pollen came off of that thing.
Really?
One day, but yeah, it covers everything. Just listening to that. But like I said, I could talk to you all day. You know, you're talking about stores closing. When you got grocery stores closing, you know there's hard times. You know, Albertsons is going to close about 11 stores out in California.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. You mentioned something about this $1 trillion budget they shoved through.
Mm-hmm.
Boehner was asked, and he said that nobody read that bill. Nobody. So these people are just handed something and turn around and they just pass it.
Yep.
You know?
What they do
is who we got working for us.
Well, and what they do generally is they have their staff read the legislation and then make recommendations. They're not even doing their job as a representative of going through line by line, reading the legislation. You know, I mean, it's true what Nancy Pelosi said when asked about Obamacare. Well, I don't know. Just wait till it's passed, and we can all read it.
Yeah, it's so sad that it's come to where, you know, these people just let's ram it through. Me and you cannot run a budget like that.
No.
What makes them think they can?
Well, they don't think. They're in charge, so therefore they do. Yeah.
You know, the thing is, here's something to wake people up. I watched the other night, me and my wife sat down and we watched The Bloody History of Communism. Sit down and watch that. That'll really wake you up to see everything that's taken going in, everything that's happening now is a very well done documentary, and you can find that on YouTube. Very well done, but it'll show you what's coming. If you've never seen it, it'll really make your jaw hit the floor.
All right. If I got some time, I'll take a look at it. Dale, thank you.
Okay. One last thing.
Yep.
If I may.
Yep.
You mentioned something about bandwidth costs. I'm not knocking your IT crew or anything like that, but something's wrong if you're worrying about that. So if you want to contact me,
I'm only worried about it because that's part of a bill that is.
You're not doing it right then. you're not doing it right then. I've been in the computer and website and stuff like that for many, many years. You're not doing something right if you're worrying about that. Okay.
Okay.
Contact me.
Okay.
You got my number. Contact me.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay.
All right. Bob in Michigan. Hello, Bob. Bob, are you there?
You betcha. Good afternoon.
Hi. How you doing?
I know the Lions didn't make the playoffs, but the Saints...
Playoffs? Playoffs? Oh, I'm sorry.
Looked like them in the fourth quarter of their last game, so... Anyway, on the economy, way up here, we used to have a copper mine and a paper mill that made the economy work, and they both shut down in the last 20 years, so we shifted to tourism. And a lot of that was working, like snowmobiling. However, the local police and various alphabet state agencies started getting up teams to go out and pass out ticky-tack tickets to everybody that came in. Now we don't even have any snowmobilers.
Do you know where Kensington Lake is?
Yeah, actually.
Well, I used to do a lot of fishing there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd fish out there in the spring when the crappie and the bluegill were, I guess, in fish heat. And they're out there doing their little mating thing, extremely aggressive. Throw a bare hook in the water and you'll get a bite. Well, I also do my winter fishing there, and I'd go after pike and things of that nature. One year, I walk up on three holes. They're already drilled in the ice. Looked like a good spot, so I dropped two lines in the water. Well, I had a third line that was in the water that didn't have any bait or any hook on it. The DNR come moseying up and looked and said, are these your poles? And I go, yeah. They said, well, is there anybody else with you? I go, no. Well, you're breaking the law. I said, why? Well, you can only have two poles in the water at the same time. So without any fanfare, I just walked over to the third hole, pulled up the fishing line, and I said, see, there's nothing on the end of this. And he said, it doesn't matter. You're breaking the law. Because you've got three lines in the water. And I said, is this a new way of fishing that I didn't hear about? You know, please, DNR, enlighten me that I can go out there and catch fish without using hooks or bait. Well, they wrote me the damn ticket. So what I did is walked ahead of the little screw crew and informed everybody on the ice that day that here comes the DNR. And you could see a few people, you know, making quick movements and doing whatever. You know, I'm not saying that they were breaking the law, but maybe they just wanted to tidy up for the DNR guys. I don't know. But the one guy looked at me with a big smirk on his face, and he goes, well, thank you. You're helping us do our job. I said, really? I said, really? I'm helping you do your job? Then why are your other two compadres pissed off, and you're standing there smiling? I said, I'm not helping you. I'm not helping your revenue. I'm cutting your revenue here today, so I'm really not helping you, am I? Yeah, you talk about ticky-tack stuff. That's the kind of ticky-tack stuff that they do.
Killing the goose that laid the golden egg.
Yeah, well, and I don't know what else Michigan's got going on for it. Yeah, I got admonished a little bit by a friend of mine of 25 years. He goes, yeah, I heard your show knocking the military companies up here for jobs. And I go, I know, but you know what I meant. At any rate, Bob, I got a break.
Good evening.
Oh, hold on a second. Hold on.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
All right, we are back. Bob, do you have another point you wanted to make?
The thing is, John, a lot of local folks, they invested a lot of their own money to cater to, like, snowmobiling and boating and all the rest of that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the government that comes in with these ticky-tack little rules that destroys it for them. And now there's nobody wants to come here, and especially with the Internet, people are warned, don't come to this particular county in this town.
Well, isn't it ironic that in order to pay for the ticky-tack ticket writers, they've got to go out and hand out ticky-tack tickets in order to make their payrolls? So if we eliminate the ticky-tacky ticket takers, wouldn't that solve the problem?
I would think so.
I would think so as well. Somebody needs to call Governor Snyder.
That.
Thanks, Bob. I appreciate your call.
Have a good evening.
Okay, you too. One story I wanted to do here, and I made reference to it the other day, and this is the corporatocracy getting its way of money. Merck continues promoting Zilmax despite cattle losing their hooves. Now, let me run you a quick clip here, a minute and 50 seconds long, with the man that's explaining exactly what's going on here. Hold on.
Talking about the use of Zilmax and some of these growth promotants for a long time, but Zilmax in particular is offensive in a lot of ways to to eaters and livestock producers. And just talking about the connection to animal welfare, on this issue alone, the Zilmax thing, Zilmax is a beta agonist that essentially redirects nutrients from fat into muscle and puts a lot of weight on the animal at the end of the feeding period. But it's very stressful to the animal. It causes heat stress, death loss during humid and hot periods. It causes animals to go crazy, and it causes them to lose joint health. And to the extent that they can't even get on a truck, perhaps, at the end of the feeding period because they're so crippled up. Yet industry loved it because it put extra weight on those animals. But the other thing that it did is it made the seller of Zilmax-fed cattle have to sell it. There was no window to market it, so no negotiation anymore. They had to be contracted, so the packers were really liking that. But one of the real things one of the real benefits, I think, of being connected to the people who care about animals is Tyson said by September they will accept no more Zilmax Max-fed cattle. That's a big deal. And they did it based upon animal welfare reasons. So, thank you. Thank you.
I don't know if it's so much for the animals. It's to deflect any criticism and product sales. Dr. Marcola wrote that while the beta agonist drug Zilmax has been used to promote muscle growth in American-grown cattle since 2007, it was actually approved in 2003, though, news of the dramatic adverse effects of this drug didn't hit mainstream news and hence public consciousness until late last year. In early August 2013, he referred to Tyson Food, issued a statement saying to no longer purchase Zilmax-fed cattle for slaughter due to animal welfare concerns. Yeah, like they care about that. The company had noticed that many of the cows that had been fed the drug had trouble walking. The cattle also displayed other behavioral issues. Like the man just said, they go crazy. Since then, Cargill Inc. has decided to reject Zilmax-fed cattle until it's confident that any animal welfare issue associated with the drug have been resolved. But wait a minute. Merck came back and said, hey, we had our experts look at it. That's a non-issue. Well, of course they're going to say that. Merck, the maker of the drug, initially said it would halt the U.S. and Canadian sales of Zilmax pending company research and review. It wasn't long, however, before Merck announced it had no plans to discontinue the product, saying the company stands behind the safety of the drug. At present, Merck does not need approval from the Food and Drug Administration to return Zilmax to the market, as the FDA has not taken any action against the drug or the manufacturer. Big surprise there. Now, agricultural drug use has become a major health concern for animals and humans alike. And Mercola says, in my view, organic grass-fed meat that is humanely raised and butchered is really the only type of meat worth eating if you want to maintain good health. Now, it's important to understand that grass-fed animals not only produce better eggs. Grass-fed animals? Okay, I guess in reference to chickens, because cows don't lay eggs. Okay, I got that. Milk and meat, but the return to native perennial grasses is key to the future. We destroyed most of the grasslands and replaced them with monocultures like corn and soy. We then produce hydrogenated vegetable oil and high fructose corn syrup for human consumption and use much of that remainder for feed and concentrated animal feeding operations. Now, beta agonist drugs such as Zilmax belong to a class of non-hormone drugs used as a growth promoter in livestock. As a class, the beta agonist drugs have been used in U.S. cattle production since 2003. They're fed to cattle in the weeks prior to slaughter to increase weight by as much as 30 pounds of lean meat per cow. Now, due to the short window between administration of the drugs and the slaughter, as much as 20% of that drug may remain in the meat that you buy. And a recent special report by Reuters revealed some of the more horrific effects Zilmax has on cattle, and I'm quoting out of one of their stories, as cattle trailers that had traveled up to 4 hours in 95-degree heat began to unload, 15 heifers and steers hobbled down the ramps on their August 5th delivery date, barely able to walk. The reason? the animals had lost their hooves. According to U.S. Department of Agriculture documents reviewed by Reuters, the next day, two more animals with missing hooves arrived by truck. The animals' feet were basically coming apart, said Keith Belk, a professor of animal science at Colorado State University. Merck responded to Reuters with a statement saying that several third-party experts were brought in to evaluate the situation, review the data, and identify potential causes for the hoof issue. The findings from the investigation showed that the hoof loss was not due to the fact that these animals had received Zilmax. It would not, however, disclose the identities of those third-party experts, nor would they release any more detail on the investigation, which obviously didn't take place. According to Reuters, Tyson Foods had noticed cattle mobility issues prior to the August 5th and 6th events that spurred the company to refuse Zilmax-fed cattle, but none of them had been quite this severe. Now, Merck is required by federal law to report all deaths occurring in treated animals. The Food and Drug Administration records show at least 285 cattle have unexpectedly died or been euthanized after receiving Zilmax since the drug's introduction in 2007. At least 75 cows lost their hooves and were euthanized within the past 2 years. Other reported adverse effects in cattle following the administration of Zilmax include stomach ulcers, bloody nose, brain lesions, respiratory problems, blindness, heart failure, lethargy and lameness, and or sudden death. They just fall over. According to the featured report, it's still not been determined whether Zilmax is responsible for causing all these side effects, some of them so severe that cattle have to be euthanized. Some of the statistics are telling, however, within the first 2 years of Zilmax introduction to the market, the number of euthanized cattle skyrocketed, shooting up by 175% compared with pre-Zilmax range. One working theory is the drug might compound the adverse effects of ailments associated with confined animal feeding operations. They call them CAFOs. Such as acidosis, which results when a cow eats too many grains or sugar, which they shouldn't be eating any damn way. Excessive heat may be another compounding factor, as well as other animal genetics. Now, Zilmax is already banned for use in horses due to severe side effects, including muscle tremors and rapid heart rates. According to a 2008 veterinary case report involving three horses that were given Zilmax, within 90 minutes, the horses had muscular tremors, which began in the skeletal muscles of the neck, shoulder, pull it down. Not all the way, just so I can barely hear it. There we go. And spread throughout the visible skeletal muscles. Intermittent visible muscular tremors continued for up to 1 week after the initial dose. They also had certain changes in their blood chemistry. Liver and kidney changes were also noticed, and they were susceptible to mild hypothermia. Amazing. So this stuff, they're putting it in the meat, and you just think that it's just hormones and stuff like that? No. They're pumping up these cows, getting about 30 more pounds on the hoof. Oh, wait a minute. Not on the hoof, because the cows are losing their hooves. But anyhow, you get the point of the story. I thank you for being here today, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back Monday. Please make a donation, and when you come back Monday, bring a friend. With finance.